USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is reportedly calling on the nation's governors to get tougher on the people that are looting and rioting across the country. President Trump also reportedly calling many of the governors weak. As cleanup continues across the country due to looting and rioting, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany reminds everyone.
Yeah, this president has been very clear that we need law and order in this country. He's taken extraordinary action, talking about activating the National Guard, as we saw happen in Minnesota, criminalizing interstate travel that is geared towards inciting violence, making sure that those individuals are prosecuted, labeling Antifa as a domestic terrorist entity that will be prosecuted as such.
McEnany speaking there on Fox News. It's only day one of the Atlantic hurricane season, and tropical storm Cristobal is forming in the Gulf of Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PictureDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
University of Alabama professor Sarah Parcak is receiving backlash after on Twitter she launched a series of tweets instructing protesters on how to successfully pull down monuments as rioters torched the nation's capital over the weekend. The professor, firing off more than a dozen tweets with instructions on how to topple things such as the Washington Monument. President Trump is delaying this year's G7 summit. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump is holding off on the G7 meeting that was scheduled for next month because he says he wants to invite four additional countries' leaders. Trump telling reporters on Air Force One over the weekend the summit won't happen until at least September at the earliest, and he would invite Russia, Australia, India, and South Korea to attend. Trump calling the group of seven largest economies an outdated model.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on the riots and looting that are happening across the United States, Republican Congressman, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says peaceful protests are the way to go, not the rioting and looting that we're seeing all across the country.
It's very disturbing. This is not in the spirit of Martin Luther King or my colleague John Lewis, who I've marched with in Selma. If we really want to be able to honor George Floyd and his memory, peaceful protest is the way to do it. I encourage all who wants to work to solve this problem, who wants a more perfect union. This isn't the answer. This is not the solution. This is destroying communities. This is putting fear into one another. This is not honoring his memory or those others who have been harmed. I think we need a more peaceful solution to solve this problem.
Jeremiah Ellison, the son of Minnesota Democratic Attorney General Keith Ellison and a Minneapolis City Council member, declared on Sunday his support for Antifa, the left-wing anarchist group accused of driving the violent protests sweeping across the country. Ellison saying in a tweet, "I hereby declare officially my support for Antifa." The tweet came shortly after President Trump said the United States would designate Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization. For more news, remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.